Good morning. Sorry, I was having such a good time talking, I didn't realize I was running late. So, anyway, good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and especially any visitors and guests that we have with us. We're glad you're here. Hope you'll come back again. We have several announcements for you. First, let me call on Kathy Harrell, the president of our council. Thank you, Kathy. And in addition, I'll just remind you that copies of the proposed spending plan are available in the Narthex, and I think you should have gotten them in your Crossroads as well. So there you go. You'll notice in the Go and Serve the announcement about the tech team survey with the nice little QR code there. We hope you'll make use of that. We need all your information. That would be really helpful to us. Today is Family Promise Day. Shannon, you want to tell us? Thank you. And with your extra hour of sleep last night, I expect all of you to stay awake today. Jonathan, you're back.
I am. It's good to be back. How are y'all doing? So we've been having great discussions in the senior high youth group the past several weeks. Last weekend, they went with Bill and Lori Neumeier on a game. I think it was to Wofford, and it just looked like a great time. Next weekend, the high schoolers are going to Hand in Hand, which is through LCY Lutheran Church Youth, the Synodical Youth Ministry. They're doing service up in Greenville, so that also looks like it'll be a good time.
Great. Thank you. Let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who calls us into an everlasting hope, who guides us to springs of the water of life, who enlightens us with the Spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
One with the communion of saints in all times and places, let us confess our sin against God and one another. O God, our merciful Redeemer, we confess the ways we live only for ourselves. We fail to see you in our neighbor's face. We turn our ears from voices that cry out. We pass by the hungry and the oppressed. In your great mercy, forgive our sin and strengthen us for service to all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. With a heart full of mercy and compassion, God saves us and forgives us all our sins. Christ, the dawn from on high, shines upon us, and by the light of the Holy Spirit guides our feet into the way of peace. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us remember all the saints before God. We praise and bless you, O Holy Trinity. You have taught your church that it is an ageless communion of saints. We thank you for gathering those who faithfully waited in hope for the redemption you promised, and now for adding us who celebrate the love of your Christ for the redemption of the world. Prepare a place for us among those who are already with you. Help us to remember them as an encouragement to saintly living, exciting us to love in anticipation of an eternal reunion. We remember before you, O Lord, our relatives and friends who have entered the church triumphant. Raymond L. Adams, Trish Matthews' brother. Wink Armstrong, brother-in-law of Barry Stutz, uncle of Angela LeGroon. Mike Bell, friend of Cindy Peak. Harper Wesley Boughtnight, friend of the Lodeholt family. Reverend Wingard Barry, brother-in-law of Barry Stutz, uncle of Angela LeGroon. Marvin, brother Boatwright, cousin of Jim Boatwright. Ruth Smith Bowers, grandmother of Nan Lodeholt. D. Conley, friend of Pawnee Shumpert. Jack Cook, friend of Dottie and Jim Pappas. Adam Cullum, friend of Desiree Richardson. Irv Doner, friend of the Lodeholt family. Dale Dominic, Cornelia Collins' brother. Elon Ergel, friend of Pawnee Shumpert. Karen Van Sant Edwards, Martha Van Sant's daughter. Margaret Finch, friend of Kathy Stutz. Rebecca and Donald Fulmer, friends of Pawnee Shumpert. Jean Girard, friend of David and Evelyn Abel. Janet Hedden, friend of Debbie Metz. Naomi Holzhauser, Lynn Flood's mother. Anna Charles Hollis, friend of Donna Gilbert. Barbara Jean Johnson, friend of Dottie and Jim Pappas. Belva and Spooky Johnson, parents of Theron Powell. Barbara Jones, friend of Kathy Stutz. Miriam Morris King, aunt of Debbie Metz. Jim Kirby, friend of Andrew Peak. Percy Niels Knudsen, Mary Roddy's stepfather. Julie Allen Kuhn, former preschooler of Pawnee Shumpert. Albert Lodeholt Jr., uncle of Reverend Gary Lodeholt. Reverend Dean Moss, former pastor of Jim and Janet Boatwright. Virginia Meadows, friend of Cindy Peak. Amanda Wells Melton, granddaughter of Martha Van Sant. Dale Nunn, friend of Martha Van Sant. Claire Detlef Osterholm, mother of Cindy Roenfeldt. Reverend Walter Sheely, friend of Redeemer and cousin of Kay Burns, Trish Matthew, and Herb Sheely. Leland Smith, Kathy Harrell's aunt. Louis Stutz, brother of Barry Stutz, uncle of Angela LeGroon. Claudette Sussell, friend of Kathy Stutz. Gladys Sweeney, friend of David and Evelyn Abel. Diane Trantham, friend of Redeemer and former member. Randolph Wilson, friend of Pawnee Shumpert. Joseph Evan Wynn II, cousin of Wendy Williams. Rose Carn Wynn, cousin of Wendy Williams. Jenny Woolery, sister of Betty Olson and aunt of Sue Harmon. Especially today, we remember and honor the members of our congregation who died during the past year. And in their memory, we reverently give thanks to God. Alda Amick. Betty Epting. Dennis Theodore Ted Ellis. Carl Lee. Elizabeth Lib Metz. Lois Merkel. Sandy Olson. Jean Tyndall. Christ says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Seated, and with the children, please come forward. All right, that was a big step, Jordan. Do what? She's about ready to walk, yes. All right, do you see what I brought today? Chocolate? Yes, do you like chocolate? You do? You like chocolate? And you know what? I would love to give you some of this, but I don't want your parents to kill me giving you this right before church. But when I'm done at the end of service, if your parents say it's okay, you can have some, okay? All right, great. So this is a bag of what? M&Ms, great. You can read, that's really good. All right, I'm gonna pour them in this bowl here, if I can open them up. You're right. Thank you. You've been eating these before, right? Okay. For Christmas you get them? Oh, some people eat them for Halloween. Well, I've got these M&Ms here, and I think if we're going to eat them, the thing is we're only going to eat the orange ones. Don't you think that's what we should do?
No.
Only eat the orange ones? Well, okay, you know what? I'm looking in the bowl, and it looks like you're right. There are more blue ones than orange ones. Mm-hmm. So we should eat the blue ones. All right, well, I'll look in the bowl. I think there's more green ones than blue ones. So we should eat only the green ones, right?
No.
Well, which ones should we eat?
All of them.
All of them? I mean, you mean the yellow ones and the brown ones and the orange ones and the green ones and the blue ones and the red ones? All of them? Every one of them's included? Well, you know, that's our message for today. Today is a special day that we call All Saints. And it doesn't mean just some of us. It means all of us, right? It doesn't mean some of us with bows in our hair. It doesn't mean some of us with no hair. It doesn't mean any of that. It means God loves all of us, and we all belong to God. Doesn't matter if we're like an orange M&M or a green M&M or a blue M&M or whatever color M&M. It doesn't matter if we're tall or short, bald or have long hair or, you know, whatever. God loves. It's pretty hard looking at a bowl of M&Ms, isn't it, George? But God loves all of us, and he says to all of us, you are my child. And that's what I want you to remember today. Okay? Let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for choosing to make us yours. Thank you for your love, which never fails. And thank you that one day we will be in heaven with you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord. A reading from Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I guess the only honest way to say it was that the shoe was on the other foot. You know how I will, from time to time, offer you an opportunity. Now, I'm serious when I use that word, because I think I'm giving you an opportunity to use the gifts and talents and energy and smarts that God has given you in response to God's grace and to meet a need. But I also get the sense that that's not always how it seems on the other end of that request. And that's exactly how I felt one day not long after I had moved to the beach. I was minding my own business at the church one day when a member named Betty came in. "Pastor," she said, "are you aware of the motorcycle rally they have here at the beach every year in May?" Well, as a matter of fact, I was. We had stumbled into the middle of it when Nan and I had come down to interview at the church. If you've never been, it's quite the experience. This year, for example, they expect that the event will draw more than 275,000 people to the area. Well, it wasn't quite as big then, but it was still an experience. Betty said, "You might not be aware, but the only Harley-Davidson shop on the whole Strand is right down here in Merle's Inlet." Well, she was right. I didn't know that. Then she said, "I just went there and told them that I knew a pastor who would be excited to do a blessing of the bikes, and so you're scheduled." Thanks. If you've ever been to a motorcycle rally at the beach, you have to know, that's not really my people. And I started to think that maybe I should get a leather robe with racing stripes for the event. But then I got serious, and I began to consider, just how does one bless a motorcycle? Do I go up to the motorcycle and say, "Oh, those foul things that doth clog that carburetor, come out"? Well, the story of the raising of Lazarus suggests that perhaps that's exactly what I should have done. Amidst all the other things going on in this story, amidst Jesus' discussion with Martha about being the resurrection and the life, amidst his weeping with Mary and sharing her grief, amidst the scoffing of the crowd, amidst Jesus' prayer, there's one small detail. Jesus comes to the place where Lazarus is buried and tells him to remove the stone covering the entrance to the tomb. And Martha, ever the practical one, says, "Lord, he has been dead for 4 days already. There will be a stench." And Jesus replied that that didn't matter. The glory of God was about to be revealed. They moved the stone away, and Jesus called to Lazarus, saying simply, "Come out." And he did. And right there amidst all the reactions, Martha probably running around grabbing her brother and tending to him, Mary probably falling to her knees in worship and praise, the crowds being amazed, the Pharisees starting to plot against Jesus, amidst all of that, we sometimes miss that one small detail that means so much. Martha was worried about the stench of death, but the stench of life can be just as bad. So often there are things in our lives that leave a foul odor in our nostrils. Whether it's family conflict, worries, fears, violence in our world, tears over the death of someone dear, hopes crushed, or maybe life just didn't turn out like we thought it would. The stench of life can be bad. But Jesus shares our lives. And Jesus brings the power of God into the dark, stenchy places of our lives. And he calls to them, "Oh, those foul things that doth clog up that person, that keep that person beaten down, that mire that person in darkness, that causes them to feel far away from God, come out. Come out. And in your place, let there be light and joy and hope and peace. In your place, let there be the fullness of all that God intends. In your place, let there be love. Come out. And in your place,
let there be life. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And oh, we have seen. The stone was rolled away, and Jesus is risen, and with him the stench of life is washed away, and we are made new in the odor of grace. Rise up, O saints of God. The glory of God is here. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
wondrous God. Your gift of grace to us astounds us. To live each day in the warmth of your love, to receive your divine favor, to respond in lives of grace to each other is a gift beyond compare. As we travel the journey of our lives from birth to death, lead us in lives devoted to you. Lord, in your mercy, loving Father of us all, we thank you now for all those who have gone before us and who now rest in you. Thank you for giving us our families and friends who gave us love and a place to belong. Thank you for all your saints throughout history and all over our world, those known to all and those known only to us. Their example of faith serves to inspire us in our faith. Their courage and faith calls us to stronger commitment to you. Their trust strengthens our trust and builds hope in our hearts. We have cared for them, and we continue to entrust them to your mercy. Now and always, help us to lead lives as your faithful saints, called and made pure by you. Lord, in your mercy, God of love, we are indeed so thankful for your love. Be now with all those who struggle to see your hand in life. Bless all in need, loving Savior, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all the living, fill our hearts now and anew with hope. Today we celebrate your victory. In your love, help us now to know that that victory is ours, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray. Trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Creator God, you made everything, and you provide for every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love. Let that love flow through us to others, and join us to the saints before us in a body and boundless communion. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power. Holy and mighty, holy and immortal, surrounded by evil and bordered by death, we appeal to you, our sovereign, our wisdom, and our judge. We praise you for Christ, who proclaimed your reign of peace and promised an end to injustice and harm. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, the sacrifice of his life and death, and the victory of his resurrection, we await with all the saints his loving redemption of our suffering world. Send your Spirit on these gifts of bread and wine, and on all who share in the body and blood of your Son. Teach us your mercy and justice, and make all things new in Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
as best a
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, in this meal you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come. Keep us faithful to you, that we, with all your saints, may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
These are beautiful flowers. I've been working 6 days a week, and so Sundays I've been rest, frankly, yeah. I know that's bad, but that's what I've been doing.
Thank you. I think we need that.